The off-season is here, and of course that means Dynasty content. I am going to walk you through three players that you need to be selling off your Dynasty rosters right now. Stick around, and I'll walk you through all three. George Pickens. Now, George Pickens is one of these players that his emphasis around him being a superstar, the way he plays, the boom-bust nature, it's always going to mean that his price outweighs his production. He finished outside the top 36 wide receivers almost two-thirds of the games. He is just a boom-bust player. And in Dynasty, it's not the kind of guy I want because I'm never going to be able to put him in my lineup. I don't feel comfortable clicking that button. He finished, despite supposedly being this superstar outside receiver, 33.3% contested catch rate. We talk about 50% as the number. You know, if you're above that, you're supposed to be a good contested catch receiver. If you're below that, you struggle there. 33.3% is criminally low. This is going to be a completely different offense with Arthur Smith incoming. I have no idea what they're going to do at the quarterback position, whether it's going to be Kenny Pickett, whether it's going to be Mason Rudolph again, or, you know, maybe someone else coming in. I just think that George Pickens is not a guy that you can bank on for consistent, reliable fantasy production. And the price that we're talking right now, I think he's got to be a sell. So what is the price? Right now, I've got him as a late first. In a single QB, it's probably a mid first. Keep trade cut and got him in that same point, that late first, that 112, that feels kind of the sweet spot for his current value. Moves I'm making, look, I would prefer Deontay Johnson straight up over George Pickens. I think he's going to have more consistent, more reliable volume in terms of target share. And I think that Deontay Johnson off a down season is going to bounce back and outproduce George Pickens. I would trade Evan Ingram straight up for him. And I would also go and buy Chase Brown and a late second for George Pickens. I think that Chase Brown is criminally undervalued right now. I like the idea of getting a pick on top. And hey, if you want to hear me talk about Evan Ingram, go out and check the buyer's value because he was one of my must buys right now. If you are here though and you've not hit the subscribe button, almost 90% of people watching haven't hit that subscribe button. Do you want to be in the 10% or do you want to stay in that 90%? Hit that subscribe button and help us out. The next player I'm going to talk about, Travis Kelce. Now, he's had somewhat of an up and down season. There was talk that he was done. He was, you know, needed to look at retiring, and then the playoff stretch has come and he has balled out. He has looked phenomenal in these playoffs, fresh off an 11 target, 11 reception playoff match against the Ravens. And that's exactly why he's a sell, because I think that we're going to see a new age Travis Kelce in the regular season where he manages his workload. He is going to be, you know, yes, competent, but he's not going to be the superstar for fantasy because I think he's going to manage himself for the playoffs again next year. We saw this year, 80.2% route participation rate. This is a guy that normally never left the field. He had a 19.1 target share, which was the lowest since his rookie year. That is absolutely wild. And I think that this whole offense, we're going to see some more injection of youth, some new pieces added. And I think that Travis Kelce, whilst he's still going to be a superstar who can get it done on any one game, I just think from a fantasy value perspective, I think we're going to see a new era of his career where he is going to manage his workload through the season. Price-wise, as you can see here, his price is a little bit all over the place. I've got him as worth around that 111, 112. DLF have got him worth more than that. Keep trade cut, I've got him less. I think if you can get any first-round pick for Travis Kelce right now, I think that's a really smart move. Even if you've got to look to future years, get a 2025, something like that. I may even take a 2026 if I can get a little sweetener on top. Some of my favorite moves. Can you get 2 seconds for him? Can you go out and buy Ramondre Stevenson, who is another player that is criminally undervalued right now for Travis Kelce? Or maybe my favorite move of all of them. Can you go and buy Tucker Kraft, who is young, got some upside, and could be an ascending asset? Plus you get that second round pick for Travis Kelce straight up. That's the kind of move that I'm looking to make. I don't think you're going to get that kind of bank-breaking, huge mega deal, but this is a guy who could potentially retire at the end of the year. I think if you can move him for what you can now, yes, it hurts. He's a superstar. He's probably helped you carry you to some titles, but this is probably the final sale window of Travis Kelce's fantasy career. So now is the time you need to be thinking about getting what you can. If you are here, though, you want more Dynasty content, come and sign up to our Silver Sunset tier. You get access to my survival kit. You get a rookie guide, over 100 player profiles in that this year, plus all my rookie models. And then, of course, you get all of Tom's redraft and best ball rankings. It is so affordable and such a good price. You will not disappoint. Come and join the community. You will have a great time. The final player I'm selling, kind of got to do this for the brand. Tom and I, not the biggest DK fans. And it just feels like, yet again, he is overvalued. Geno could potentially be gone at the end of the year. We've got new head coach in Seattle. Do we see us maybe a slight rebuild? Could that affect DK Metcalf as a fantasy asset? He doesn't have those game-winning weeks. He had only two top 12 weeks so far last season. He's just a solid, reliable wide receiver two, wide receiver three. Doesn't have those huge boom weeks. And what does DK Metcalf supposedly excel at? Deep shots, contested catches, both below 40%. He is not the same player that we saw in 2022 when Geno Smith was consistently pushing the ball down the field accurately. I've got question marks around what this offense is going to be and what DK Metcalf is going to be. I wonder if we start to see Jackson Smith and Jigba become a bigger part of this offense, and it's all going to start to eat into that target share. So prices, where are we going? I've got him worth the 107 in the current draft. As you can see, keep trade cut, I've got him around the mid 25 first. DLF, have got him that mid 2024 first. So we're really talking around the mid first round pick, either this year, next year. That's the kind of price point that we're talking in the hole as such. But some moves that I am looking to make. I am looking to go out and buy Will Levis straight up for DK Metcalf. If you want to hear me talk about Will Levis, go and check out my buyers video. I talk about him a lot in there. Jaden Reed plus an asset. I would rather have Jaden Reed straight up over DK Metcalf, but I honestly think you can get an asset on top as well. And then Kyren Williams had a phenomenal year this year. People are still nervous because of that draft capital. Are the Rams going to add somebody? I am confident they're going to roll with him. So I'm happy to sell high on DK Metcalf and go and buy Lyon Kyren Williams. Do you agree with all three of the players that I am looking to sell? Is there someone that you disagree with? Let me know in the comments below. And of course, if you're here, hit that thumbs up button, hit the subscribe and stick around here because we've got plenty more content coming. We are just getting started as we head into the off season.